Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A southern Minnesota man is dead following a weekend pickup rollover crash in North Iowa. The Iowa State Patrol says 63-year-old Mark Clausen of Albert Lea was driving a 2007 Chevy Silverado south on 200th Avenue in Winnebago County when he failed to negotiate a curve near 485th Street. The State Patrol says the truck went off the road, rolled several times, and Clausen was ejected from the vehicle shortly after 10:30 Saturday morning. Clausen was pronounced dead at the scene. The ISP says he was not wearing a seatbelt. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office, Lake Mills Police Department, Lake Mills and Scarville Fire Departments, Forest City Ambulance, and Dick's Towing also assisted at the scene. A Missouri man has been sentenced to 6 months in jail for a Northeast Iowa mishap last summer in which two brothers fell out of a moving truck and one of them died. 24-year-old Tucker Baker of St. Joseph's, Missouri, was initially charged with homicide by vehicle, a Class C felony, and serious injury by vehicle, a Class D felony, after 24-year-old William Gross and 21-year-old Brett Gross, also both of St. Joseph's, Missouri, fell off the tailgate of a truck Baker was driving in Volga on July 29, 2023. Both brothers were seriously injured and flown to University of Iowa hospitals in Iowa City, where William Gross died 2 days later. The Clayton County Sheriff's Office said videos of the incident obtained from witnesses show three trucks rapidly accelerating in succession, with the last of the three being driven by Baker and occupied by seven people. The Gross brothers were sitting on the tailgate of the truck when it accelerated so rapidly they fell off. Last month, Baker agreed to plead guilty to reduced charges of involuntary manslaughter, an aggravated misdemeanor, and reckless driving, a simple misdemeanor. Thursday, he was sentenced to 120 days in prison. A North Dakota man, a fugitive for a sex abuse charge in North Iowa, has been apprehended. Clear Lake police say 31-year-old Tory Fields of Grand Forks, North Dakota, was charged in January with third-degree sexual abuse, a Class C felony, for an incident that allegedly occurred in May of 2022. Fields is accused of sexually abusing a victim at a residence in the 900 block of North Shore Drive in Clear Lake and then threatening to harm his victim and the victim's family if the abuse was reported. A warrant was issued for Fields' arrest and he was captured Thursday in Grand Forks. He was then sent back to Iowa and booked into the Cerro Gordo County Jail where he is being held on $20,000 bond. There were no injuries, but a building was destroyed in an early morning fire in North Iowa. A Marble Rock Fire Department Facebook post says crews were called out early this morning to assist the Green Fire Department with a structure fire in rural Butler County. The structure was used in an office for a farm operation, so it was unoccupied at the time of the fire. There were no injuries, but the structure was likely a total loss. Also responding to the scene was the Green Volunteer Ambulance, Doherty Fire, and the Butler County Sheriff's Office. Parents in the Charles City School District are reminded of parent-teacher conferences today. Parent-teacher conferences for Lincoln and Washington elementary students are from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today, with the middle and high school hosting their open house today, also from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. A Rockford woman has won the grand prize in the KCHA 95.1 The Bull Sounds of Summer contest. Pat Schmidt's name was drawn Friday morning for a new Louisiana Grills 4 Series Vertical Smoker from Smoke Sizzle and Sear in Nashua, plus a $250 meat bundle from the Ionia Locker.
That is pretty awesome.
Schmidt says she'll have no problem building a guest list to feed and help break in her new smoker.
Well, we have 8 children and 14 grandkids and great-grandkids, and so I have probably a houseful.
Other Sounds of Summer Prize winners include Dee Dee Sternat of Fredericksburg, who won a $250 meat bundle from Charles City Hy-Vee, Brian Quaid of Charles City and Michelle White of Alta Vista, who each won a Roku Express 4K streaming device from Ungoy Broadband in Charles City, and Rachel Connect of Sumner, who scored herself an indoor-outdoor area rug from the Furniture Barn in Charles City. See the complete list of winners on our station website. Friday night on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA. It's some Charles City football action. Comets will take on Cresco Crestwood for a scrimmage with broadcast time 6:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.